We head into the first weekend of 2024 by dropping the Friday edition of the Moral Log. Shout out to my brother Ezio, who ended up with the high score, if you want to call it that, last night as he and his girlfriend Rosita and her two kids, Shanai and Sean, joined my nephew Massimo, his girlfriend Fatima, and yours truly for a night of five-pin bowling. Yeah, that's Canadian style because we've got five on it. Like a lot of Canada at this time of year, we were ice cold. Yeah, my brother's high score was 115. A perfect game in five-pin bowling comprises, just like 10-pin bowling, 12 strikes in 10 frames. But in five-pin bowling, that makes for a perfect score of 450. My brother, high score for the night out of all of us, 115. Hey, at least my dad's record is safe. Papa Ranallo once bowled a 9 in a competitive bowling league. I know, I was there. I was on his team. He even received a trophy at the end of the season. I was a radio DJ / sportscaster on our hometown radio station at the time. And the next day I went on air and let listeners know that my dad bowled his shoe size. My fuel, Massimo, is exchanging bowling shoes for ice skates this weekend. He plays forward for Simon Fraser University. They are competing in the inaugural Tom Harris University Showcase at the Nanaimo Ice Center on Vancouver Island. Let's hope he has more luck on the ice than he did on the lanes last night. If you want to see him in action, you can see it on the BC Intercollegiate Hockey League YouTube page. War Clan. From the, hey now, you're an all-star department, Toronto's Austin Matthews, who leads the NHL with 30 goals, and Chicago's Connor Bedard, who leads all rookies with 33 points. They highlight the 32 players selected to play in the 2024 NHL All-Star Game next month. Now, fans will get to select the final 12 players. Bedard is set to become the youngest All-Star in league history at 18 years, 201 days old when the game takes place February 3rd in Toronto. Now, he'll take the record from fellow Canadian Jeff Skinner, who accomplished the feat at 18 years, 259 days old when he was with the Carolina Hurricanes. Man, if this Bedard kid keeps this up, he might be able to join my nephew in the BC Intercollegiate Hockey League. Hey, it's going to be a sofa spud Saturday and Sunday for sports fans. 11, that's right, 11 teams enter the weekend with their fates up in the air in the National Football League. That means one-third of the NFL hinges on an 11th-hour miracle scenario, because while there are 11 teams still jockeying for playoff position, there are only 5 spots available, 3 up for grabs in the AFC, where the 13-3 Ravens are the number one seed, while 2 spots are at stake in the NFC, where the 12-4 49ers are numero uno. From Yahoo Sports, it was 104 years ago today, over a century ago, that news broke that Red Sox had sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees for $100,000 in a deal that forever changed baseball. Now, one team's fortune, another team's curse. Ruth exploded for a then-record 54 home runs his first year in pinstripes. He went on to lead the Yankees to their first 4 World Series titles. Boston had won 5 World Series, including 3 with Ruth, but they wouldn't win their 6th until 2004, thanks to the curse of the Bambino. Hey, Bambino means baby, and an Alabama woman gave birth to 2 babies from 2 uteruses over 2 days. Yes, this one in a million occurrence, according to the National Library of Medicine. Double uteruses, aka uterus didelphus, occur in just 0.3% of women. Still, the question remains, are they twins? Well, yes and no. Technically, twin pregnancies are defined as two babies sharing one uterus. Hey, to teach his students about kindness and giving back, Phoenix Elementary School teacher Derek Brown showed the kids a CBS News On the Road segment about an anonymous businessman who gives strangers $100 bills during the holidays. The students were impressed and quickly realized they could do something similar. They started a secret Santa club and raised $8,000 in donations from family, friends, and local businesses. Before Christmas, they went out into the community and gave money to people like Deidre Taylor, who was recently diagnosed with cancer and only had $20 in her bank account. Taylor said, "You guys are amazing." The kids became emotional when they saw how they were changing lives, with student Evangeline D'Agostino telling CBS News, "Their joy, that's the gift to you." Brown said it is his hope that this memory is so strong that it now drives his students every day in everything they do. Moralog shout out to Phoenix Elementary school teacher Derek Brown and his students. Glynis Johns, she was the actress best known as Mrs. Winifred Banks in Mary Poppins. Well, she has passed away at the age of 100. She was born in South Africa to Welsh parents, and she was in show business for more than 60 years, between appearing at London's Garrick Theatre in 1935 and in 1999 Superstar featuring Will Ferrell. Although modern audiences know her for Poppins, her greatest role was in Stephen Sondheim's stage musical, A Little Night Music, in which she sang Send in the Clowns. Her voice, like a rumpled bed, according to Sondheim. The song was just perfect, the simplest thing he has ever written, said Johns. I couldn't stop the tears rolling down my cheeks. No surprise, she won a Tony Award for the role. Well, Academy Award-winning actor Robert Duvall, he's 93 today. Duvall won the Oscar for Best Actor for his role in the film Tender Mercies in 1983. His other Oscar-nominated films include The Godfather in 1972, Apocalypse Now in 1979, The Great Santini, also in 1979, The Apostle in 1997, A Civil Action in 1998, and 2014's The Judge. I happened to be in the same restaurant in Los Angeles as Mr. Duvall in July 2006. Yeah, the only reason I remember the month and year is because I was in L.A. for UFC Hall of Famer and the man responsible for my biggest career break with Pride Fighting Championships in Japan, the one and only El Wapo Boss Rutten's MMA comeback fight. Yeah, I was at the restaurant having a meal with WWE women's star Natalia, who I've known since she was 17, and I worked for her family's legendary Stampede Wrestling back in the day in Calgary. Insert dramatic pause. Thank you, Mr. Lance Storm. Alberta, Canada. And so I was at the restaurant having a bite with Natalia and her friend, Smashing Pumpkins frontman and huge pro wrestling fan. I mean, this guy's such a big wrestling fan. He went out and bought the NWA. Mr. Billy Corgan. Excuse me while I reach down and pick up those names I just dropped. It's time to drop some words of wisdom with today's Morovation. It comes from best-selling author of Atomic Habits, James Cleary. Don't worry about being the most interesting person in the room. Just try to be the most interested person in the room. The interested person asks about others and leaves a good impression because people like talking about themselves. Have you ever listened to this podcast? The interested person, I guess you are right now. The interested person is genuinely curious about someone's craft and learns a lot about how things work. The interested person engages with more people, and because opportunities come through people, is more likely to catch a lucky break. In general, the interested person learns more and tends to be well-liked. And in the long run, it's hard to keep down someone who is well-learned and well-liked. Someone who is well-learned and well-liked is English-Albanian singer Dua Lipa. I'm going to leave you with the lead single from her upcoming third studio album. It's the keyboard warrior version of Houdini. Thank you for listening to The Morologue. Have a wonderful weekend, and you'll be hearing from me on Monday, inshallah. Now go and hold the door open for someone and keep fighting the good fight.
Mamma mia, Mora Juana is the shit.